breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see and believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem.
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud.
Welcome back. You've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Back with another police accountability episode. And this goes to show the culture of the policing community and how the system is broken. So let's get into this. I am on actionnews5.com. This article is written September 14th, 2023. The headline is Taserface lands new job in law enforcement. Here's why we won't know how he's policing. A problematic former Memphis, that's Memphis, Tennessee, officer was hired by a Mississippi police department where personnel files are not public. So let's get into this. Former Memphis police officer Colin Berryhill violated the department's excessive force and taser policy three times between 2018 and 2019 before he abruptly resigned. He is now working for the South Haven Police Department, where the police chief gave the officer glowing reviews. Now, Memphis being in Tennessee, South Haven being in Mississippi. So he went to a different state to escape his background. South Haven Police Chief Macon Moore said Berryhill hadn't used his taser at all in the nearly 3 years he's been with the department. But Mississippi law prohibits personnel files from being released to journalists on any member of the public without the officer's written consent. So in Tennessee, the journalists could get their personnel file of the police officers. However, in Mississippi, they cannot. So they can hide behind this anonymity and only comes out if something's caught on tape. Here's a quote from the chief. Thus, the city of South Haven Police Department is illegally prohibited from releasing any personnel files of Mr. Berryhill, said South Haven City Attorney in an email forwarded by Chief Moore. However, Chief Moore would discuss Berryhill's South Haven record and allow this reporter to take notes because he had the officer's consent. The conversation was supposed to precede a taped interview, but Moore backed out of the tape interview when he started asking more pointed questions. So once he realized this reporter was going to ask some very serious questions and it wasn't going to be softball interview, softball questions, he backed out. He didn't want to be part of it. Moore said he knew about Berryhill's record in Memphis and that he would not hire anyone with an, quote, unacceptable disciplinary record, pointing out that Berryhill hadn't been disciplined. This is the culture that I talk about, that officers can be in trouble, about to be disciplined, be fired, be reprimanded. They have unpaid leave or suspension. They will quit, go down the street to the next police department or the next county over, get a job the next day, no questions asked. So here the chief is saying, yep, we knew about this guy's history, but we hired him anyway. That's the problem we have with our policing community, that bad cops just move from department to department, and these departments know that they're bad cops, but they hire them anyway. So back to the article. But internal Memphis police records show that even after MPD determined Berryhill shouldn't have used his taser in the three cases they reviewed, his disciplinary hearing wasn't scheduled until a year later. So they delayed having the disciplinary hearing for 1 year, probably trying to get him to leave on his own. And that's a lot of times what they're doing, is they're giving him an opportunity to go find another job before we discipline you. Why it takes 1 year to have a disciplinary hearing after the investigation boggles my mind. Corporate America acts very quickly. Probably within a week, an investigation is done and any reprimand or firing or no finding has occurred. And I've seen people fired within 1 or 2 days of doing something stupid. I remember one time back in the day, this is way pre-COVID, we had our badges that would get us into our building. You just swipe it in order to unlock the door. Someone was fired. They were walking out to their car. They met another employee and said, hey, I left my jacket or I left stuff inside. Can I use your badge to go back into the building? And stupidly, the person handed their badge over, which is a big no-no. You don't do that. The fired employee goes in, gets their stuff. When they realize that the fired employee used another employee's badge, that employee was fired that day for violating security policy, security protocol. We know better than that. Corporate America acts very quickly when they want to discipline somebody. The fact that police departments wait a year, that is a conscious decision to delay disciplinary action. They were hoping he would leave rather than they have to discipline him and report that to the certification department of Tennessee. So back to this, they waited a year. All the while, Barry Hill remained on patrol. The night before his hearing, Barry Hill, quote, abruptly resigned, according to records reviewed by Institute for Public Service Reporting and Action News 5. So for a year, he kept on doing his job, kept on collecting a paycheck. And then the very day before the hearing, because he knew he was going to be disciplined, he abruptly resigns, he quits. So no discipline happened, according to the chief. That's the game they play. They allow these people to quit their jobs before getting fired or before getting disciplined. So when they get to the new job, they can say, oh, I've never been disciplined. And they haven't, because the system is corrupt. The system is broken. Let's get back to this. And here's the bold part. A nickname emerges. So he got a nickname of Taserface. You got to remember about nicknames. I hang with a group of friends and we've each given the others nicknames. Now, no one came up with their own nickname. The other two came up with their nickname. So I have two buddies, the three of us all have nicknames for each other. I did not come up with my own nickname. The other two came up with it. We came up with all the nicknames and it's an inside joke. It's just inside information, the way we joke with each other. That's what you got to remember about nicknames. This guy, Taserface, did not come up with his own nickname. His fellow officers came up with it as a joke because they didn't see a problem with him using his taser so often. So let's get into what happened here. When he was on patrol for the Memphis Police Department, Barry Hill had earned a nickname among his brothers in blue, Taserface. I think it's very disrespectful and unprofessional, said 42-year-old Owen Buzzard. Buzzard was the reason why Barry Hill earned his nickname. He was electroshocked by Barry Hill after he was stopped by the officer on the evening of April 10, 2019. Buzzard turned his truck around in the opposite lane of traffic moments after he left his house because he thought scrap metal had fallen off the load he was hauling. So he was trying to do the right thing. He thought something fell off his truck. He was going to go back and pick it up. He pulled over when he saw Barry Hill's blue lights, but when Barry Hill learned Buzzard's license was suspended, he told him to exit his truck. Quote, "Step out of the car for me," Barry Hill commanded, which is seen on his body cam recording. "You're not going to jail. I'm detaining you." So that's fine. He's saying, "You're not going to jail. I'm just detaining you right now." The footage shows within moments, Barry Hill put Buzzard in handcuffs and began walking him to his patrol car. "You got any weapons or anything on you?" Barry Hill asked. "No, man," Buzzard responded. The footage shows a scuffle where Buzzard fell to the ground. Barry Hill then tasered Buzzard in the abdomen while Buzzard's hand were cuffed behind his back. So his hands are cuffed and they're cuffed behind his back, not in front of him. Both Buzzard and his girlfriend can be heard screaming. His girlfriend had walked the three doors down from their home to the scene. When Barry Hill called for backup, he said Buzzard was reaching into his pants, which Buzzard denies. "I didn't reach in my pants," Buzzard is heard saying on Barry Hill's body camera. "I was pulling up my pants." So this is the cops thinking. Buzzard's hands are handcuffed behind his back. Let's say he was reaching into there. What was he going to do? His hands are behind his back. All the officer needed to do was control him enough to where he was always in front of Buzzard. And even if the Buzzard did have a gun, he couldn't do anything as long as he stayed in front of Buzzard. If he got to the side of Buzzard, then maybe he could be shot. But even that's kind of difficult being handcuffed. And with Buzzard's hands handcuffed, you can easily use leverage to lift the back of his hands up or get behind him to control him, control Buzzard. This is just BS. I don't know, maybe Buzzard tripped and Barry Hill thought he was going to fight him or resisting or doing something stupid and decided to tase him. Back to the article. When Lieutenant Karn Wong arrived on the scene, the supervisor's body camera records Barry Hill's version of the events. "I didn't know if he had a weapon on him or not, and the only thing available to me was my taser because I was down on this side," Barry Hill is captured saying. No weapons were found on Buzzard that night, and he maintains he was simply trying to hold his pants up while cuffed. "And I got hit with a taser," Buzzard told us when he interviewed him in the South Memphis Park. "I actually thought I was going to get shot when I heard the gun go off." Buzzard didn't know at the time of the incident that Officer Barry Hill had a history of firing his taser, or that Barry Hill had earned a new nickname, that night. Now, here's Lieutenant Wong. He's probably not his immediate supervisor, because I'm thinking that would be a sergeant, unless Barry Hill was a sergeant, but this is either his immediate supervisor or his supervisor's supervisor. And this is what Lieutenant Wong said. By the way, you've got a new nickname. Lieutenant Wong is heard saying in his body cam footage, it's Taser Face. Then they laughed about it, said Buzzard, as he watched the video. That was aggravating. So here, the Back to Blue crowd wants to make us believe that Barry Hill is just the, quote, one bad apple out of 100 good cops. But it was Lieutenant Wong who didn't have a problem with this and then actually joked about it, coming up with the nickname of Taser Face. So that would mean Lieutenant Wong is a bad apple. And when you have an officer that's in a leadership position that is a bad apple, I have to wonder how many more bad apples are underneath him, because cops start to realize, my lieutenant, my commander, my chief will cover for me if I'm doing something bad. And we saw that in the previous episode I did of the Baltimore Schools police officer that was under an active FBI investigation, and he got promoted, and the chief of police knew that he was under an active FBI investigation and promoted him anyway. So this concept of just one bad apple, no, the system is corrupt. This brotherhood, this Back to Blue, the thin blue line, we go along to get along mentality within the police department, that is the problem. And when you have the, quote, one bad apple, and you get 10 officers that cover for that one bad apple, those 10 officers are now bad apples because they're complicit with that officer's wrongdoings. And we see that Lieutenant Wong is complicit with the wrongdoings. Let's get back to this. Documents obtained by the Institute for Public Service Reporting and shared with Action News 5 show Barry Hill had used his taser on three separate occasions. The first was on a juvenile in 2018. Video shows Barry Hill tased a youth in the back after he had ordered the teen to walk away. Quote, I wanted until he turned around to get him and take him to the ground, Barry Hill is quoted saying in the Memphis Police internal review documents. 6 days before Barry Hill tasered Buzzard, Memphis police were called to 21-year-old Joseph Cortez's home. He had been drinking and said he was depressed after he damaged his parents' front door. Cortez's arms were held by four officers, and MPD's internal review later determined he didn't pose a threat of violence when Barry Hill used his taser. So four officers are restraining him, and Barry Hill tased him. Where were those four officers calling out Barry Hill for his actions? I watched the body cam footage of that. None of those four officers spoke up. So this one bad apple thinking, you have five bad apples in this, because the other four did nothing. They didn't stop Barry Hill. They didn't tell him to chill out. I'm willing that none of them raised an issue with their commander or their sergeant saying Barry Hill's out of control. He's going to get us all killed or get us all sued because of his stupidity. It continues, only after the case involving Buzzard did Memphis police look at all three cases and found Barry Hill's use of force excessive in each one. So the first two, they didn't even look at. Probably because the other officers kept it quiet, and Buzzard probably raised enough stink and went to the news, filed complaints, that they started looking at this officer saying, yes, he's out of control, and most likely Buzzard's going to sue the Memphis Police Department and get a nice settlement. Now they're looking to get rid of him, and rather than just firing him, which is the honorable and the ethical thing to do, and say he should not be policing anymore because he is, quote, the bad apple, what do? They throw him down to Mississippi. They give him a year to start looking for a job, and then they allow him to quit right before his disciplinary hearing so he can say he was never disciplined for any of his action. As I always like to say, I'm not part of defund the police. I want police officers. I want good police officers. I want highly skilled, highly trained police officers that have regular psychological mental evaluations. And that when we have a bad police officer that we find somehow slipped through the cracks, that they get rid of them. They pull their license or certification so they can never work in law enforcement again. That's the problem that we have with our policing community, is that this so-called one bad apple is allowed to continue policing and have a badge, a gun, and qualified immunity. And until we start changing that, that police departments start realizing that America is turning on them. Yes, there are some people that are part of Back to Blue, no matter what, but more and more people are starting to say the police department is out of control, law enforcement is out of control, that the system is broken and needs to be fixed. And that's where I am at. Just my opinions about Taserface. Thanks for listening. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime, these are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stop at a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows.